Hey guys, welcome to the pronunciation challenge today. This is Cindy. How are you doing? So the topic today, it's about dating advices. I've never really received any dating advices from my friends nor from my parents. So it always surprised me when I see people on TV say that you're not supposed to call right after your first date, or you have to wait however many seconds to answer the phone or to reply a text. It all seemed very new and complicated and somewhat unnecessary to me. But what Anna's grandma told her really hit me. And it's so true. If you don't reveal your true self to your partner, then your significant other is just falling in love with the image of yourself that you created. And that's a hard life to live by. So for more of what Anna said, you could click on the video above and find out more. And the sentence today is, the only dating advice you will ever need is to just be yourself. Because that way, if someone falls in love with you, they're falling in love with you and not this idea that you've presented. It's a lot of work to maintain an idea over a long period of time. It's quite easy to keep being yourself. Okay, so the first vocabulary we have today is way. 那way这个字有很多意思，它可以是路途。那如果要跟一个人说，跟朋友说你在路上了，你就可以说 I'm on my way。它也可以是愿望或是意愿。那如果有一个人总是得到他想要的话，你就可以说 She always gets her way。那有一句谚语叫做 Where there's a will, there's a way。 就有点像一只草一点路的意思，就是天无绝人之路。那它也可以是办法的意思。所以如果说 There's no way you can convince her， 那就是说你不可能有办法可以说服他。那它也可以当做是通路或是道路。那如果你挡到别人的路，你就可以说 You're in someone's way。 那way也可以当副词来使用，意思是非常的。 You're way too late， 意思是你太晚到了。那如果说 hallway 是门廊或是走廊门厅的意思，那他们也会常常直接简缩成 hall。所以如果你要麻烦一个人在走廊等一下，然后老师马上就会去找他的话，你就可以说 Please wait in the hallway. The teacher will be right with you. 那也可以说 Please wait in the hall. 那跟他们同样意思的名词还有 corridor. 那如果要说上一堂课我们的美术老师让我们在走廊观察还有画素描，我们就可以说 Last class period, our art teacher let us stay in the corridor to observe and sketch. Period 有时期期间或是一堂课或是句号的意思，那它也有月经的意思。我们台湾常会听到女生说 MC 来了，应该是因为 MC 是 monthly cycle，可是在国外他们都会讲 period 是月经。那一般因为月经的来的关系，我们荷尔蒙分泌会比较跟平常不一样，可能脾气会就比较暴躁一点点。那你就可以说 Don't mess with her. She's on her period right now. 就是你现在不要去找她麻烦，她现在月经来了。那像我们在台湾小时候可能很幼稚，都会说怎样怎样，然后句号，然后对另一个人就会说哦，擦掉句号，然后怎样怎样怎样，然后再句号。那他们在国外也会在吵架或是在谈论一件事情的话，他们说句号的话就是 end of discussion. 那所以如果你假日想要出去，然后你跟你问你妈可不可以出去的话，然后你妈可能跟你讲一下，然后就说你不兴趣，就是我们不要再讲这件事情了，那就可以那句话就可以说 You're not going, period, end of discussion. 那逗号的英文是 comma. 那有一个字跟它很像是昏迷，昏迷的英文是 coma. 那如果要说一个人从他的昏迷状态清醒过来是一个奇迹的话，就可以说 It's a miracle that she woke up from her coma. 那如果要说一个人他现在还在昏迷状态中，可是医生的态度很乐观的话，我们就可以说 He's still in a coma right now, but the doctors told us to stay positive. 那惊叹号的英文是 exclamation mark, exclamation mark。那问号是 question mark, question mark。那因为我有看到我身边的朋友，他们有时候标点符号，英文标点符号会标错，他们会写一个单一个字后面空格，再写标点符号，然后再写一个单字，或是他们会空一个字，然后空格，再标点符号，再空格，再单字。那其实错误，我们应该要字后面连接一个标点符号，然后空格，然后再写下一个字。下一个是 quite 是相当、非常、很或是颇的意思。那要说他对他很有意思，或是对他很有好感，颇有好感的话，我们就可以说 She's quite fond of him。 那 quit 有停止或是离职的意思。如果单纯说 I quit 就是我不干了，或是我要辞职，我要走了。那在六人行里面有一集是 Rachel 要教 Joey 怎么去开一艘小船，然后他里面就有说 Greens don't quit， 意思是姓 Greens 这个姓氏的人都不会放弃。那要跟一个人说，跟自己的女朋友或是妈妈说不要再念我了，就可以说 Quit nagging me。 Quiet 是安静的、轻声的意思。如果要叫一个人安静一点的话，就可以说 be quiet。 那如果要说有一个人只有在他身边都是他不熟悉的人的时候他才会很安静，就可以说 he's only quiet when he's around people he doesn't know。 easy 是容易的、不费力的。那我们应该很多人都有听过很简单的英文，可以说一片蛋糕 a piece of cake。 那在国外也会很常听到有人说 easy peasy lemon squeezy， 或是更简单他们就会说 easy peasy， 就是超级简单。那我看到字典上有人会写说可以说 I'm easy， 意思说我很随和。那我觉得可以尽量不要讲这句话，因为 easy 也有很随便的意思。 Calling a girl easy usually has a negative connotation，意思就是说，说一个女生很简单的话，通常就是有一个很比较负面的影射。那 easy 的相反就是 hard， 很难、困难的、费力的。好，那又是在六人行里面有几，就是他们每一个人都要有一个新年新希望 New Year's Resolution。 Chandler 的就是他不可以讲笑话，然后这对他来说非常难，然后让他觉得很痛苦，就可以说 His New Year's Resolution to not make jokes, it's way too hard for him, it's killing him. Keep 这个字有很多的意思，它可以是保有或是留着的意思。那我可以把这个东西留下来吗？英文就可以说 Can I keep it? 那 keep a promise 的意思是信守一个承诺。那如果要跟一个人说你不要再承诺一些你做不到的事情的话，你就可以说 Stop making promises you can't keep。 那如果一个人表现很好，我们常常会夸奖，就会说 Oh, great job。那你也可以说继续保持，你就可以说 keep up the good work， 因为 keep up 就有一种保持着某一个状态的意思。那它不完全，它不是总是都是正面的，它有时候是负面的。如果要说对一个人说你在不改变做一些改变的话，你女朋友就会离开你，这样你就可以说 if you keep this up she's going to leave you for someone else。那他也可以是放置的意思，如果他都把他的枪支锁在一个保险箱里面，就可以说 He keeps his gun locked in a safe。 那如果加一个 ER 就是 keeper， 那我们常会听到 zookeeper 就是动物园里面的饲养员，那也可以是值得拥有的东西，那就会衍生为适合跟你共度一生的人。那就可以说 Look at her pouring drinks for your friends, she's a keeper， 就是说你看她帮你朋友倒酒的样子，她真的很值得你去跟她结婚，这样子。所以如果说某个人是 keeper 的话，意思就是他是 marriage material， marriage material 的意思也是就是适合结婚的人。 那我们也会很常说 wife material 或是 husband material， 就是适合成为老公的人或是适合成为太太的人。 Okay, let's practice the sentence of today again. The only dating advice you will ever need is to just be yourself, because that way, if someone falls in love with you, they're falling in love with you and not this idea that you've presented.It's a lot of work to maintain an idea over a long period of time. It's quite easy to keep being yourself. Okay, and let's try it again faster. The only dating advice you will ever need is to just be yourself, because that way, if someone falls in love with you, they're falling in love with you, and not this idea that you've presented. It's a lot of work to maintain an idea over a long period of time. It's quite easy to keep being yourself.Alright, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Cindy. I hope you guys have a nice day. Bye!